say there are great virtues and benefits at this point in time in teaching our children basic Islam. That is there. We are going to say there is a great need. The virtues are there. But if we do not recognize and realize the need of giving our children basic Islamic education, my respected friends and brothers, then what is going to happen is we are going to, like I say, have money-making machines and resource centers, people who know a lot about everything, but don't know how to interact with human beings. And whether it is a maktab system, whether it's the same thing now integrated in the Muslim schools, whether it's being taught in any other place, all of this is important and there is a need for it. Firstly, it will create Allah consciousness. If our children are not linked to Allah, if they are not conscious to Allah, they will throw everything away, they will throw themselves away, they will ruin their akhirat, they will bring Jahannam in our house. Through the maktab system, through the madrasa Islamic system, whichever you want to call it, connection and contact with the deen, with the ulama, those who Allah has put there, is so vital, my respected friends and brothers. If our child is in whichever position, the first thing we say, by Allah said like this, do it for Allah like this. And if the child is Allah conscious, alhamdulillah, we have to a great extent already covered. And there's a need for that. Likewise, my respected, it gives them a sense of identity and belonging. They know that we follow and we are stuck and we are in a deen, soaked in a deen. That is the pride of this ummah, of this world, a deen that is ever growing. We belong to it. And when somebody belongs to something, he will make every effort to ensure that he abides by the rules and requirements of whatever he is identifying himself with. Likewise, we find it creates a sense of pride in their heart about their deen, a sense of love for their deen, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the fara'is, for namaz, for sunnahs, whatever it might be. And if we don't teach them at that basic level, they say, what are you telling us? And today there is a need for our children to be connected to the deen in such a manner that when they are exposed to non-Muslims out there, they mustn't feel a sense of inferiority. They mustn't feel, hey, what am I being told? They mustn't feel they are in the wrong deen or something like that. They must be proud and strong and confident about their deen. A mushrik told Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, what kind of a man you have, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches you to go to toilet. In other words, trying to humiliate, trying to make Salman radiallahu anhu feel your religion is about going to toilet. Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu said, yes, he teaches us that when we go to the toilet, we must go in a place that's concealed. He taught us we must not face our front and the back to the Qibla. He taught us how we must use mud cloth or water, whatever it may be, to purify ourselves. So he gave you adab, but that is not the thrust of this hadith which we normally look at. Look at the conviction and the pride. Look at the courage and the bravery. Look at the confidence of Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He defended and he said, yes, we are proud of our religion, even if you think it's about going to toilet. Our children must be told about that. They mustn't cow away. They mustn't run away as cowards and shy away. We don't know. Are we in the right deen? We got no explanation for this. Yes, they don't know everything. Alhamdulillah, a lot of our children, they immediately send us a message. They phone us. Just 2 weeks ago, one of our pupils from our town sent me a questionnaire of 26 questions posed by a pastor about Quran and so forth. Alhamdulillah. So they immediately know, no, there is an answer. We can go to somewhere and find out about it. And there's an ongoing basis. So our children mustn't be made to feel they are lost when it comes to the deen, my respected friends and brothers. We have to inculcate and instill that from a very, very young age. Then the responsibility towards their Allah, towards themselves, responsibility towards society, towards community, towards parents, all of that has to be inculcated. The Islamic system of teaching is not just like you put a USB and all the information will go in the child will be a buzrug overnight. No. It's a systematic, gradual approach as the child is growing in stages and in ages, in grades, whatever it might be. Different aspects are being taught in the madrasa, in the maktab system, alhamdulillah. And we take them from stage to stage. And different aspects are brought about, not only ibadat, but even about akhlaq. And that is what will make them responsible assets, not only in the family, but even in society and in the community. Today we've got young people taking forward the cudgels of the deen. They didn't just fall from the sky here and started running. No, they've been through a system, alhamdulillah. And we need this legacy to carry on, my respected friends and brothers. So there's a need for it. We must not undermine it. There are challenges that have come about, but we must overcome those challenges. The day we die, we want children that have got piety and consciousness, that have got love and respect for us, who respectfully put us in the qabr and close us up for till the day of Qiyamah. We need children that will make dua for us continuously, alhamdulillah. We need children who will read and send for us all the time. We need children who, when we are gone, they will say, okay, there is a need for a well there, I'm doing it on behalf of my late father. The masjid coming up there, on behalf of my late mother, or whatever it might be. That, my respected friends and brothers, is an asset, it's a legacy, it's an investment forever and ever. And if not, then our child has been a money-making machine. And you tell him, by give something towards your mother's thawabi jariya. He said, what are you talking about? I don't spend money on the dead. And they will continuously read. My friend told me, I'm concluding on this, that his father passed away into the Qabristan 2 weeks in a row. See, one fellow standing, crying there. So the second week he couldn't. He said, by what's wrong? We also lose our father. You lost your mother. Allah give you sabr. He says, I never used to go madrasa. I don't know what to read for my mother here. I was not with her in any case. So she's gone. But now I don't know what to read. So he was a malana. He took him. He said, okay, come to the house. A few days, taught him. Qul huwa Allah. He taught him, make this dua. Taught him a few other things. Now you have to learn it at that stage. You must learn it now. You must inculcate these things in our children. All that happens at the basic Islamic system of madrasa and maktab, which is taking place in different institutions. We've got reverts coming on our doorsteps. Are we ready to take them on and teach them? Everything, Maulana, Jamiat, Maulana. By how much? Everybody must be an ambassador of the deen and be able to teach everyone the basic deen, inshallah. So there are challenges in different ways. You know, the school hours are being extended. Children got homework. Homework excuse. We don't give much homework in our school. Just check out, please. And other stories they come up with, sports and different things. And all that, it eats into the maktab time, into the madrasa time. So let us not lose this beautiful legacy we have got of basic Islamic education. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.